Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Otto Loos. And we're here with Shari Batone, who is the Senior Mobility Manager for DOSA, which is the Department of Services for the Aging, out of the town of North Hempstead, which everybody knows is where this radio TV program comes from. At the break, going into the break, Shari was talking about freedom, because Otto was talking about, you know, macular degeneration and how somebody, you know, starts to fade a little bit. And Shari was saying also that, you know, you can still drive, but if you're afraid to drive in the rain or in the snow or in certain times, if you're 60 and over, you can use this service. And on a good sunny day in the summer, take your car out. Nobody's questioning that. But it is a sense of freedom. And I'm going to go back to Shari with that. Before we go back to Shari, I want to say one other thing. Shari did mention that if you have symptoms of COVID, you should not be in it. Now, I have a lot of doctors I go to, and every appointment, you have to answer, do you have a temperature? Have you been outside the state in the last 2 weeks, and have you been in contact with anybody? You owe it to the people in the cab. You owe it to the next person coming into the cab. To be honest, don't get into a car if you have a temperature and you were with somebody who they said, oh, we had COVID. It's not fair to other people. So we have to, 4,000 people a day are dying. We have to be respectful. That's all. Shari, now pick it up and, you know, make it a little bit more lively.
Okay. I'll try. So right now, if you are a driver, because, you know, we'll be getting into soon the subject of driving and winter preparedness, you are somebody who wants to retain that skill. So being careful about what you do, staying on top of your health, your eyesight, your hearing, all the things that are necessary to have to see when something's happening and react to it, it's all very important. The freedom to drive for somebody who is having vision issues or other health issues or strength in their leg issues, whatever, things happen. But I just want to share with you real quick. My parents are up in Buffalo. My mom has some vision issues. She's still driving. She loves it. In this pandemic, she has found it so important to just get in the car and drive. She's telling me she's not going shopping excessively, but she says that she puts on her audiobooks and she goes for a drive. So there's a certain sense of freedom for people who just can't be cooped up and can't look at the four walls anymore. It is important, if you have the skill to drive, to pay attention to the weather, make some decisions for your own safety and for everyone else on the road. Heed the warnings, you know, stay attention. We're watching the news for everything else. Catch the weather. Is it going to be a sudden dip in the temperature? Might it be icy and so on? So
I'm going to just jump in here with a personal story, which I've talked about in the past. My mother-in-law is 91 and she has macular degeneration. But other than that, she is in good health and she gets around. But she had to give up her license a couple of years ago. And it is a very, very hard thing because she was the driver of the ladies. They went to church. They got into her car. They went to the diner for breakfast and they've adapted. But they get the accessory ride and they get the regular cab. But they're paying for all this. And that's one thing that I have to compliment Shari and the town of North Hempstead. Most of this stuff is free. And especially now, Judy Bosworth, who's the supervisor, has put in free for everything. They don't want you exchanging money. But, you know, my mother-in-law is in the city and they don't have any of this. And it's just such a pleasure to listen to these things that Shari's telling us about. But more importantly, take advantage of them. She is here for you. Okay, and that's why Shari is starting off this year on the radio program. We want to have mobility as one of the most significant thing in a senior's life, not to be strapped in the house, especially in the dark days of winter.
Yes, and another great thing about the program, being alone in the car is something that's unique. Able Ride right now cannot guarantee you will be alone in the car. Able Ride is the alternate service to the buses, the accessible transportation service for Nassau County. So, you know, this is very important. Some of our cab companies have plexiglass dividers to keep you even safer. We are suggesting to riders you can roll down the window. The cars are being sanitized thoroughly at least once a day. That's our requirement. And the drivers are wiping down handles and so on throughout the day. So a lot, we're doing a lot, and it does make a difference that it's free. Other services might be free right now, like Able Ride and AccessoRide. They might be. I would call them directly and find out. But what's different is you will be alone in the car for this service. They're not picking anybody up. They shouldn't be picking anybody else up. So that is key as well.
That's a very, very important thing today. And by no means am I an isolationist, but with what's going on and the uncertainty of who is and who isn't a carrier or whatever the word is going to be, it's very comforting to know that my mother would be getting into a cab by herself and having the experience of going to the store. Yeah, in the store, she's going to be the same as everybody else. She should have a mask on, or, you know, everybody has to take their own precautions, or you shouldn't be allowed in. The other day I was in the store, and I probably should have said something and I didn't. And there's a woman walking around with no mask on. Really, it was amazing. And I was with my wife and both of us. And then I said, you know, does it look like I'm a big bully to go? I mean, she was a petite little thing. And I'm saying, oh God, I should tell her, but you know, I'm not going to scare her either. I walked away. I didn't go near her, and that was the end of it, but I was probably wrong. Because that's not what you got to do today. You have to be concerned about yourself, but more importantly, the others. And so one in a car is phenomenal.
You know, some stores are very diligent. When you walk in, they have somebody actually watch that you have a mask on. But I had the same experience as you, somebody walking around without a mask. And unfortunately, nowadays, you have to be a little apprehensive about what kind of reaction you're going to get from somebody who's not wearing a mask. You know, are they going to rip your head off because you're infringing on their freedom? Or did they just forget? That can happen. You know, you can forget to put the mask on. But it's a ticklish situation. And unfortunately, it exists. But fortunately, it doesn't exist. With Cherry's little mobility group, you have to wear a mask. It's that simple. If you go in the car, it's not an option.
I come out of my car, like Otto just said, and go into my building, and all of a sudden realize I don't have the mask on in my car. I'm by myself. I say, like, oh my God. And you go back and you put the mask on. It's like, you know, it's for everybody, my own safety included. So you do have to be careful. There's no question about it. And I agree with Otto. You don't know what you're walking into to confront somebody. It should be the responsibility of the store whom you're giving business to turn around and say, excuse me, sir, excuse me, ma'am. You know, we require a mask, not do what you want, you know.
True.
Anyway, what I'd like to do, because it's very, very important to talk about safety within one's car also. And, you know, anybody wants a question in reference to this, you call Shari at 311. And we've covered a lot. We can go back and forth, but at the same time, I want to make sure we get to the listening audience, especially our seniors, safety precautions when you are driving, with ice, with rain, with all the stuff that, you know, winter brings on. There's a lot more to be concerned about than summer driving. So.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. It's forecasted. When you have bad weather coming up, be it rain, snow, or an ice condition, it's forecasted. So as I said, pay attention, then prepare yourself with the proper gear. Start early if you must go somewhere for an appointment or to get a task done. Give yourself enough time to prepare yourself and get ready. But even prior to that, you want to, in the days before the coming storm that we're hearing about, you need to start getting some of those tasks done and then plan to stay in. So stock up on food, fill your gas tank, pull out your gear from the attic if you haven't found it yet, get your some of your tools ready, your scrapers and your brushes, get your shaker of salt. I got an example here. Go out and get some stuff to sprinkle and keep it right outside your door, or even maybe right inside your door, so that when you think it might be shiny or a dark surface, you're not sure what it is because it's early, but the paper's down there. No. So you're going to shake some out, throw it in front of you, and then just give it a few minutes and see if it starts to have that pitted effect. That'll give you an idea that, oh, it's icy here, it's going to be icy further out. And then, you know, plan your footwear. There was a day a couple years ago where the emergency rooms were full of slip and fall. People had no idea it was a clear coating of ice. So that is really important. So anyway, you're gonna stock up, you're gonna get your medications refilled, you're gonna get some food, you're gonna charge your phone. And then you're also gonna stock in your car certain things that you might need, whether it's to, you know, on a journey, you're going somewhere and then it snows, then you're gonna need some things, or if you break down. So one thing you're gonna need is something to clean off your car. So this is one we have. It has a telescopic function, so you can make it go really long. And why is this important? Because you gotta get on the roof of the SUV. Right? You got to clean off the whole top of the roof and you got to be able to reach it. So I'm kind of short. Something like this comes in really handy. Of course, we got to clean off the top of the vehicle or you're left with projectiles. The poor person behind you, you could cause an accident if you don't clean off everything from the roof. You even leave a thin layer. When it melts, it will slide off and become a projectile. So that's important that you're doing, you know, what you need to. And also what happens when you stop short, right? All that stuff that you didn't get comes down right in front of you and all of a sudden you can't see. And that's extremely dangerous. And now you got to get out in the middle of a road or a highway to move it off your windshield. It's impossible. So do it ahead of time. Bring along a portable snow shovel. Maybe something abrasive like kitty litter or sand, a blanket in case you run out of gas and you're cold, some extra gloves and a hat, you know, things that we don't think about. Maybe you jumped in the car just to go somewhere and then all of a sudden something happens. Spare medications, you know, you might have forgotten to take a certain medication or maybe you're stuck somewhere. Some non-perishable snacks. The worst thing is to be stuck somewhere and have a sugar low or just be hungry. Some jumper cables, anything reflective. So you could just pick up a reflective mesh jacket, you know, that they have for sports or so on. So keep something like that in the car in case you suddenly have to exit the car. Also some paper towels or even an old rag. Because sometimes there's something schmutzy on the windshield that maybe a bird caused, and you really need to get rid of it.
Karen, we're going to interrupt you again. Even though this is very important, we have to take a break. Okay. And we'll come back and we'll continue this list because people should have it. But right now we're listening to Shari Bachon on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.